Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Jungle Warfare ARP modulation using resampling workflows. In this session, we're not just making a loop and slapping automation on it, we're building a living, mutating Jungle ARP phrase that evolves like it's part of the arrangement itself. The mindset here is very classic Jungle: make a sound, print it, chop it, mangle it, print it again, and then arrange the strongest moments into something that hits hard in a drum and bass context. So the goal today is movement, tension, and variation. By the end, you should have a gritty, urgent ARP line that can sit above drums and bass, act as a fill, support a transition, or become a signature drop element. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading a stock synth. Wavitable is a great choice because it's flexible and clean, but Operator can give you a sharper FM edge, and Analog works well if you want a rounder, more classic tone. For this example, think in terms of a bright but controlled digital ARP. A saw or square wave on oscillator 1 is a strong starting point. If you use a second oscillator, detune it slightly and keep it lower in the mix so it adds thickness without turning the sound into mush. Set the envelope to be fast and tight. You want a short decay, low sustain, and a snappy response so the ARP feels rhythmic instead of washed out. A filter like LP24 or something similar gives you a good base for motion later. Don't overwiden the sound at this stage. You want clarity first, then space. Now write a simple MIDI pattern, one or two bars long, using a minor scale. Jungle ARPs tend to work better when they feel tense rather than pretty. So instead of trying to make a polished melodic line, think of it as a pressure loop. Use repeated 16th notes, a few off-grid jumps, a couple of octave moves, and enough rest so the rhythm breathes. A really useful mindset here is to build from familiar tones like the root, flat 3rd, 5th, flat 7th, and octave, then add a passing note or a small chromatic movement for extra bite. If you're working in a minor, for example, you might move through A, C, E, G, then jump up to A again and come back down with variation. The important part is not the exact notes, but the feeling of forward motion and controlled tension. Once the source is in place, add a modulation-focused effect chain on the MIDI track. A strong starting chain would be auto-filter, then saturator, then echo or delay, then utility, and optionally redux if you want some digital grit. This is where the sound starts to breathe. On auto-filter, use a low-pass mode and automate the cutoff over time. You can start low, around a few hundred hertz, and open it up toward the high frequencies as the phrase develops. Add a touch of resonance, but don't overdo it unless you want a more piercing, aggressive tone. Saturator can add just enough drive to make the ARP feel denser and more urgent. Keep soft clip on if the peaks need taming. For echo, think jungle-friendly space. Short rhythmic values like an eighth or dotted eighth can create motion without smearing the groove. Keep the feedback moderate and use the built-in filtering so the repeats don't crowd the low mids. You want the delay to feel like part of the rhythm, not a giant wash. This is a great moment to map important controls to macros, especially if you're using a rack. Map filter frequency to one macro, resonance to another, drive to another, delay wetness to another, maybe width to another, and a tone control if you want one more broad shaping handle. The reason macros matter is that they turn detailed sound design into performance control. Instead of drawing tiny movements all over the place, you can shape the whole phrase in a musical way. Now open the arrangement view and think in terms of phrasing, not just parameter movement. That's a big coaching point here. Don't ask yourself, how do I automate the filter? Ask, what does this phrase become by bar 8? Use slow rising curves for tension, step changes for phrased shifts, sudden cuts for impact, and little wobbling movements if you want a more damaged, neuro-tinged feeling. You might start with the ARP narrow and filtered, then gradually open it, add resonance, bring in more delay, and maybe widen the stereo image toward the end of the section. Save the biggest movement for the final bars so the drop or transition feels earned. A really effective 8-bar shape is something like this. Bars 1 and 2 are restrained and filtered. Bars 3 and 4 begin to open. Bars 5 and 6 add drive and delay energy. Bar 7 gives you a sharp drop or a stutter moment. And bar 8 either opens fully or cuts out right before the next section. That kind of arc makes the ARP feel like it's breathing with the arrangement. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record the ARP while the automation plays. This is where Ableton's automation becomes more than control. It becomes composition. You're printing movement into audio, which means the sound now contains the performance itself. You can also use freeze and flatten if you want a cleaner committed version, but for this lesson, start with resampling because it captures the interaction of the synth, the effects, the delays, and the automation in one pass. That often gives you the most interesting edit points. Once you've recorded the ARP to audio, move it into a new audio track and start treating it like a performance sample rather than a finished loop. Find the strongest section, cut away weak starts and muddy tails, and duplicate the best fragments. This is where the jungle mindset really comes alive. You're no longer just listening to a loop, you're composing with audio slices. Use warp markers if you need to line up transients, and use clip gain or volume automation to balance the chopped pieces. Try some classic jungle-style edits. Duplicate the first half bar and reverse the second half. Slice the phrase into 16ths and mute every third hit. Create a three-note stutter before a snare, or drop the ARP out for the last quarter bar so the drums can punch through. That's the key shift. You're moving from played sound into composed audio rhythm. Next, reprocess the chopped audio with another effect chain. A good dark drum and bass chain could be EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, and maybe a restrained hybrid reverb if the moment needs some space. High pass the low end so it stays out of the way of the kick and bass. If there's harshness in the upper mids, carve that out a little. Use redux lightly if you want digital edge and a more broken texture. Compression can glue the chopped hits together and make the phrase feel tighter. Keep the reverb under control. In this style, too much reverb can blur the rhythm and kill the impact. A little space is great, but clarity is power in jungle and drum and bass. After that, do a second resample pass. This is where you make variations. Change the filter position, adjust delay feedback, push saturation harder, widen or narrow the stereo image, maybe even transpose certain slices up or down. You can build a few complementary layers, a dry rhythmic layer, a gritty mid-range layer, and a washed-out FX tail layer. Stack them carefully and you get richness without clutter. A really useful habit is to keep these as separate groups or tracks, like ARP Dry, ARP Grit, and ARP FX. Then you can automate volume and sends across the arrangement. That gives you a lot of control over energy and density. Now let's talk arrangement. A resample jungle ARP is not just a loop. It can be a transition weapon. Use it in the intro for tension, in the build for pressure, before the drop as a rising lead, or in a breakdown as a texture bed. In the final two bars before the drop, open the filter, increase delay feedback, widen the stereo field, and then pull the sound away sharply right before impact. That little moment of absence makes the drop feel bigger. This is also where clip envelopes become really useful. In Ableton LIFT 12, you can use clip automation for transposition, gain, pan, send levels, and more. That means you can create micro-variation inside the audio itself. Try boosting one hit up an octave at the end of a phrase, or sending only the final slice into a big reverb throw. Small moves like that keep the loop from sounding mechanical. And remember the relationship with the drums and bass. In drum and bass, the ARP should support the groove, not fight it. High pass it so it doesn't clash with the bass line. Make sure it leaves room around the snare's body and presence. If the low end is heavy, keep the ARP focused in the upper mids and highs where it can cut through without causing mud. A big mistake here is automating too many things at once. If everything changes constantly, nothing feels intentional. Pick a few key motion parameters and let those define the section. Another common mistake is leading too much low end in the ARP. That will fight the kick, snare, and bass every time. Also, don't just print a static loop and call it done. The magic comes from performing the automation and then editing the audio after the fact. If you want this to feel darker and heavier, stay within minor scale material, use diminished fragments or chromatic passing notes, and don't be afraid of a tritone now and then. That tension is part of the jungle energy. You can also layer a second hidden ARP underneath, octave shifted and heavily filtered, just to add shimmer and upper mid bite. Keep it subtle. It should support the main phrase, not distract from it. Another advanced trick is to exaggerate your automation on at least one pass. Print with intention, and don't be afraid to make one version almost too intense. Extreme takes often give you the best edit points. Then you can cut back during arrangement and keep only the strongest moments. A good workflow to remember is this. Keep one original MIDI version, one first-generation audio print, and one heavily edited audio mutation. That gives you a reference, a usable performance, and a wild variation without losing the core idea. It's a really smart way to work when you're building tension-heavy music. For practice, try this. Program a simple 4-bar ARP in a minor key, automate cutoff, resonance, and delay wetness, resample the result, chop it into 8 or 16 slices, rearrange those slices into a new phrase, then print a second version with more drive and a different filter position. After that, group the layers and automate their levels in the arrangement. The challenge is simple. Once you print the first pass, no new MIDI notes. Everything has to come from audio editing and resampling. That forces you to think like a jungle producer. Commit, mutate, rearrange. So the big takeaway from this lesson is simple. Don't just automate sounds. Resample evolving performances and turn them into arrangement material. That's how you get depth, tension, and that unmistakable jungle motion. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter classroom-style script, a more high-performance script, or a timed version with section cues for voiceover recording.